Could you explain again how Nietzsche is related to signlessness?
Well, yeah, just sort of seeing the arising and ceasing of things, the ephemeral nature of things, the uncertain nature of things, then you the mind, because to make a sign is to solidify something. To like animita, this is like a, you create a sign, an image, an assumption, a solidity, a solid sense of there being something tangible, and you realize, oh, yes, it, on a conventional level, one has to learn how to live in a world of things, and but on a wisdom level, on an insight level, then you can start recognizing the ephemeral nature, the atnimitta nature, the signless quality, and we can just move into some space rather than into a world of things.